It's been about 80 years since thousands of Japanese Americans were incarcerated during the Second World War. And now the National Park Service plans to restore one of the sites in southeast Colorado. Emma Vandeninde of the Mountain West News Bureau tells us about the Amachi Camp and what survivors want to see there.
Mitch Homa walks into a tiny brick building. Inside is a gray headstone inscribed with Japanese characters.
So this is the original memorial house.
He unwraps plastic from a colorful bouquet of roses, lilies, and carnations. He's paying his respect to those who were detained at the World War II camp.
They don't last too long out here.
It's a painful spot to visit. His grandfather died here. The memorial is a place to remember him and others who lost their lives.
For Japanese culture, it's very bad to leave bodies or spirits behind, right? And so they wanted a memorial.
But survivors and descendants want to preserve more than the memorial, and the Park Service is helping them do it. Their goal is to restore Amachi, one of the 10 main incarceration camps for Japanese Americans set up by the U.S. government. The site's history goes back to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's signing of Executive Order 9066 in 1942. Japanese Americans were deemed a threat to national security and were forcibly relocated from the West Coast further inland. They could bring whatever they could carry, but the rest was taken from them.
Dad remembers sitting on the curb and family heirlooms being thrown in the back of the trunk for the FBI vehicle.
Homa's dad and thousands of others were first taken to Santa Anita Assembly Center, a horse racing track in California.
No matter how much his mom, my grandmother, you know, bleached and tried to clean the horse stalls, it still smelled.
They were then transported by train to Amachi in Colorado. The National Park Service says more than 10,000 people had passed through this site. They were then put into small rooms that only had a stove, a light bulb, and some cots. Everything they did was shared, from the bathrooms to the mess hall. Homa says it was a complete change of culture.
That was one breakdown of your core traditional family values, right? And all of a sudden, your family dinners are now your family dinner with 100 of your closest friends.
Sanitation wasn't the best either. Derek Akubo's relatives were also at Amachi.
I remember my grandma, she had mentioned to my cousin just how many times she had to filter the water in order to get it clear so that she could use the baby formula.
Despite these conditions, they tried to make Amachi home. They held art classes to bring life to their barrack walls. They made snowmen in the winter and planted gardens in the summer. But it wasn't easy. They lived behind barbed wire with armed guards.
I remember hearing comments of, oh, the Japanese were put into the camps to protect them from harm from the outside, which was BS. I mean, if that was the case, I mean, why were the guns pointed in and not out?
When the war ended in 1945, the people were let out of Amachi with $25 and a bus ticket to restart their lives. Akubo's grandparents were determined to restart and opened a store in Denver.
And I remember asking my dad, you know, how did they get that determination? And he said, well, sometimes the best form of revenge is to succeed.
This determination is not unique to Akubo's family. It was a principle.
Gaman means persevere.
That's Carlene Tinker, an Amachi survivor. She says they pushed through by clinging to cultural values.
And then there's this other principle, I believe, of Buddhist of origin, and that's shigata ganai. It is what it is. You just accept it. It happened. You go forward.
Amachi was named a National Historic Landmark in 2006, but survivors wanted to make it a national park. That effort was also pushed by the National Parks Conservation Association. Tracy Coppola is a senior program manager there. She says the movement was built on the shoulders of the survivors.
The larger community has really rallied for recognition, for a type of justice that's long overdue, and a place to honor the experience that was had at Amachi.
Years later, President Joe Biden signed the Amachi National Park legislation in 2022. Later that year, Congress approved more than $500,000 of initial funding for the site's operations and staff as part of their budget spending bill. Still, the park has a long way to go. The Colorado town of Grenada owns the land. Surveying and transferring it could take a few years. Kara Miyagishima is with the National Park Service. Her goal is to make sure survivors are an active part of the restoration.
So we'll be working really closely with the key stakeholders that are associated with Amachi and also the Japanese American community to help us define and identify what are the most important stories that we want to preserve at Emachi.
Some survivors would like to add more walking trails. Others would like to integrate history classes for visitors. Survivors like Gary Ono know that this preservation is the way to ensure Americans will never forget their stories. Ono himself is 82 and wants to act before it's too late.
It's not knowing the truth that causes a lot of misunderstanding. So I think the more everyone can learn about each other, the better.
No matter how long it takes, Mitch Homa believes it's a worthwhile pursuit.
All governments make mistakes. All ruling kingdoms make mistakes. And it's what you do afterwards, right? Do you bury it? And so that mistake happens over and over and over again. Or do you learn from it?
For Here and Now, I'm Emma Vandenhende in Grenada, Colorado.